Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Today, we're talking about the management of provider equipment, such as infusion devices and enteral nutrition, which has seen a lot of change since COVID-19 decided to rear its ugly head. And here today to talk about it is Dylan Ross. He's the vice president and general manager of Biomedical Solutions for McKesson. Biomedical Solutions is the division of McKesson that handles those sorts of solutions. Dylan, nice to talk to you and welcome to the podcast.
Dave, it's great to be here. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, the feeling is mutual. Thanks very much for being generous with your time as well. So let's dive in. What do you think are the biggest biomedical needs currently in the HME industry?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Appreciate the time. As I said, exciting to be here and talk to your audience. You know, I think about biomed specific to the HME industry, and everything in HME is how you take care of the patient at home. And that means that as equipment gets further away from where you can see it and hold it, and you're trusting a patient to have one of your devices in their house, there's a lot of risk for loss, and there's a lot of unknown around where that equipment goes. And we're really looking to leverage data and tools and technology to give providers, HME providers specifically, better insight into, frankly, where's my stuff?
I love it. Where's my stuff? That's perfect. So when it comes to where's my stuff, are there some kind of overarching issues that you're seeing with HME providers?
Yeah, you know, you think about how many times has an HME provider gotten a call from a patient? My pump's broken, I need another pump, whether it's an infusion pump or an enteral pump, or one of the nurse providers or someone in the office, hey, do we have one of fill in the blank widgets? There's an enormous amount of energy and effort inside any size HME provider's business around the management of assets. And I think what that really starts to get to is the heart of the problem. And that speaks to the amount of capital that is at work in any business around the number of assets or the number of devices that a provider owns. Yeah. You need those to take care of a patient, but the insight into where those pumps are at any given time, it leaves a lot to be desired in terms of specificity. Again, where's my stuff?
Yeah, and it can represent, I mean, you know, it's funny, the amount of overhead involved in running an HME business is fantastical. And then you start to think about how much of that is out in the field. It's almost incomprehensible. Can you talk about why biomedical matters to HME providers?
Yeah, so I think about just the different things that we do, right? So we rent pumps or devices. So when you need to bring on a new piece of equipment to meet a patient need or onboard a new patient, it helps you not have to expend the amount of capital to buy a brand new device, right? You could rent it for a certain amount of time and that offers flexibility. Then I also think about the ongoing maintenance of devices that have already been purchased. So it's the rental aspect, then you also have service, but then it's also the overarching technology that shows you how many devices you have, where they are at any given time, and really how you tie those three pieces together.
Okay, so this is a big emphasis for McKesson, it sounds like. And I know that you guys have been caught up in so many aspects of you know, what HME providers do, from like your the patient shipping and those sorts of things. I'm curious, why did McKesson choose to invest in this biomedical solutions business?
Great question. So I think it's tied to fortunate enough to work for a company that, one, cares a lot about patients, and two, cares a lot about providing the right solutions. And as we looked at our existing sort of portfolio of businesses, home infusion was certainly an area where we saw an opportunity to add something that would complement our existing businesses. Certainly in HME and then across the post-acute supply chain, but then also onto the ambulatory side of the business and thinking about the emphasis that McKesson has on oncology.
Mm-hmm.
And the offering that came along with when we purchased the MSD business back in 2018 was this biomedical solution that was really targeting home infusion providers. And we saw a lot of really nice synergies in terms of benefits we could bring to the home infusion market relative to how you manage devices, how you look at how capital is working inside your business to support patients that you need. And then this idea around how those devices are managed across the provider supply chain. What do you do when they're broken? The amount of time and effort really nurses spend in terms of taking care of equipment and making sure patients need everything that they need to get the care that's been prescribed to them. We just saw a really nice fit in terms of bringing Biomed to HME.
Yeah, and I was going to say this, that whole sort of in the facility, those dynamics are just kind of, expand like fractals out in the home care setting. Okay, so let's maybe we could get into the nitty gritty and learn a little bit more about the specific product. How do you kind of define or describe the offering and what are its unique characteristics?
Sure. So as I said, I mean, Biomed can be pretty broad, but we've taken a pretty discerning and specific view of, who are the customers that we want to create value for and what are their wants and needs. And specific to the HME space, we already do a lot in product distribution around PhD and our nutrition. We're certainly looking to expand what we do for ventilators and home infusion. So from a category standpoint, we're really talking about enteral, respiratory, and infusion. So within that, it's enteral pumps, infusion pumps, and ventilators. And this was something we had started working on certainly prior to COVID, but then I think in so many areas of just our culture, COVID just put a spotlight and made the need around certain things that much brighter. And so we found ourselves in this burgeoning business inside McKesson, and we had all this ventilator need out in the market sort of early in the pandemic. And that just sort of reinforced for us the ability to provide consistent service and consistent reliability nationwide for ventilator services sort of just reinforced for us. People need flexible options to procure equipment. Rental makes a lot of sense. They need an ability to quickly fix what might be broken because most of these devices need either annual maintenance or they might be dropped or any number of things can happen that they would be broken. So there's the service component, there's the rental component, and then McKesson has always sold devices. So we certainly have that as well.
How does all this fit into a HME provider's daily operations? How does this management system kind of work? Maybe you could describe that.
Certainly. So if I think about our value proposition, there's really three elements of it. There's an economic component, there's a clinical component, and there's an operational component. The economic one is pretty straightforward. We help you take cash out of your business so that it runs more efficiently and can, at the end of the day, be more profitable to get the care to the patient, to the patients that need it. Then from a clinical standpoint, helping nurses or in the home infusion business, helping pharmacists operate at the top of their license, certainly want to maximize people's skill set and then take the work away from them in terms of not having to clean or PM devices in their car in between patients or not having to fix something. Oh, I've seen that before. Let's see if I can change out this screw to make the pump work, right? Really optimizing who's doing what. And I think that gets to the organizational side or the operational side in terms of how you manage these devices moving across your own supply chain. And then I think the last piece of it is allowing capital constrained businesses to scale. Care is going to continue to move to the home. People are going to continue to demand what they want when they want it. So that speaks to the need for visibility and transparency and how you leverage technology tools to grow and scale your business. Because I think what we're doing isn't necessarily groundbreaking. And most HME providers are probably thinking to themselves, I wish I could do this aspect of my business better, or I wish I could roll out a patient engagement app. There's a lot of things that our customers would like to do. And our goal is to help them take advantage of that if they don't have the resources to do it themselves.
So I've heard you mention, infusion, enteral, and ventilators. when it comes to this scenario. But I'm wondering, are there others, other categories that lend themselves to this? Because as you said, more care is happening in the home, and COVID or not, we've now seen a push where there's probably going to be more of a demand to push even perhaps some acute treatment like we've seen in the oxygen care, the oxygen concentrator space into the home. So I'm kind of curious how you're seeing that play out and if there's other categories that might lend themselves to this scenario.
I think it's really important that we stay aligned with our customers. And I think our customers will really let us know where the next sort of equipment category or therapy category should be. But if I think I mentioned sort of the change that COVID has brought into healthcare and the amount of healthcare moving to the home, you know, the coordination between an HME provider and sort of the source of patient demand, whether it's health systems or physician providers that are prescribing the therapies that are needed at home, the degree to which an HME provider can be connected into that ecosystem through different technology solutions, I think really opens up the potential for what the next biomed space could be. You know, I think a lot about health systems thinking about this concept of hospitals at home and primary care services moving to the home, or dialysis, or any number of other expensive therapies that people don't want to leave their house to go and do. And I think an HME provider that is as organized as possible around connecting their ecosystem could tap into that in a lot of different ways. And I think the only way to do that is to leverage strong partners that can help you stay connected, because it's that the fast flowing exchange of information with your partners, but then also deep insights into your business around how efficiently you're running and the amount of cash at work in your business. Your rigor around that is directly translates into your bottom line and your ability to take advantage of what's next. So kind of a long way of saying, we'll let our customers tell us what's needed, and we'll certainly lean in to provide those solutions to them.
So, Dylan, I'm curious, if a provider has multiple vendors in their sort of spectrum of solutions, like let's say they're a ventilator vendor and they have multiple brands of ventilators, would they be able to leverage some of the biomedical solution tools that you're talking about, like maybe the tracking? Maybe you could tell me about that.
Sure. So I think... it is an important distinction. The technology solution we have is called OneTrack, and we're going to be doing a webcast on that with your subscribers here in a couple of weeks or so. And that's vendor agnostic. You can track anything that has a barcode at that. And that is it's one of those solutions that the level of effort you put into it, that's the quality of the output that you'll get, right? So the rigor that you have around scanning that barcode as it moves across your supply chain, it'll always tell you where it was scanned last. And it doesn't matter what vendor that is, but the solutions that we offer relative to rental and service, that is specific to vendors, because we only do service work for vendors that have trained us to do it at their standards. Because we really keep a high bar as it relates to quality. So technology solutions, vendor agnostic. Specific to service and rental, that's a bespoke offering based on our preferred partners.
Okay, so what about implementation? So a provider, you know, they've got some equipment out in the field. It fits these categories that you're working with. And boy, do they need to keep track of it. How do they approach implementation? Do you have any suggestions on how providers can implement, you know, this sort of, you know, equipment tracking, equipment management via biomedical solutions?
Yeah, I think there's a number of different ways to start, and the easiest and most simplest questions usually offer the fastest traction. I think if any HME provider thought to themselves, how many devices do I own? Do you know the answer to that readily? How many devices did I lose last year? How much did that cost me? If you don't know the answer to any of those questions, we have a plethora of resources to help you understand that better. And McKesson's lucky enough to have a lot of sales resources that we could put you in touch with, whether that's our frontline sales teams or inside analytic teams. We have a biomedical solutions team that's dedicated to this space and has, you know, a lot of experience around helping providers think through the number of pumps they have, what their utilization rate is, how many more might they need if they could meet that need, you know, how much could they grow in terms of new patient adoption. I think that's really important. And I think it just starts with a provider raising their hand and saying, I'm willing to think differently. You know, there are resources out there. How do I start to figure out what it is I don't know? And I think asking, being willing and able to ask those questions certainly starts you on a good path. And then the implementation piece is pretty straightforward.
If anybody out there in the audience is interested, where can they go online to learn more about your solutions?
Sure. So we have a pretty nice biomedical solutions website. If you just Google MMS Biomed or McKesson Biomedical, it should pop right up. And there's some nice videos that we have that show exactly what we do and talks a lot about the value proposition stuff that I talked about here today.
Okay, great. And then also, you guys have a webinar coming up with us on March 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern. That one's free. And that one's called, Hey, Where's My Pump? Which is genius. And Dylan, you're going to be presenting that with Mike Harnois. Did I pronounce that right?
That's exactly right. Mike is one of our biomedical solutions team members, and he's going to talk about our OneTrack solution. And that's the IT platform that we have that tracks devices. We sort of talked a lot about tracking, but I think the topic nails it. How many times have HME providers got a call and it literally was, hey, where's my pump? And there's solutions that can help you answer that question. And we just want to cut right to it because we do believe there's a better way and that we can take cost out of people's businesses so that they can capture the growth opportunities that are in front of them.
All right. Well, and again, that webinar is going to be on March 23rd at 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can register for free over at hme-business.com/webinars, or you can just go to hme-business.com and look for the webinars tab at the top. It takes a second to register, but that'll be a good presentation, and there's also going to be Q&A and all that good stuff. Okay. Well, Dylan, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to tell us more about this.
Awesome experience. Appreciate the time.
All righty. Thanks. Okay. Thanks again to Dylan Ross. Again, if you didn't catch it at the beginning, Dylan's the Vice President and General Manager of Biomedical Solutions for McKesson. And if you want to find out more about them, definitely Google Biomedical Solutions McKesson or MMS, and you guys should be able to find exactly what you need. And again, like we mentioned, we've got that webinar coming up on March 23rd. And you can find out more about that at hme-business.com/webinars. Don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click on the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print and digital magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter on at Post Acute News or via email at dkopf@1105media.com. And with that, I think we'll wrap things up. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering compelling topics like this one. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.